This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Jack Lepiars. You might never have heard his name, but you've probably heard his tuba. Sam Palafia has been called the evil Knievel of tuba, and here he is playing on Pink Floyd's album, The Wall. Palafian spent much of his career in Boston, teaching, performing, and reimagining brass music. Palafian died in April at the age of 69, and there was a memorial for him last weekend with many of his fellow Boston musicians. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports on Palafian's musical legacy.
Well, I want you to meet Sam Palafian. He plays the tuba very well.
Back in the 80s, Mr. Rogers wanted to introduce kids to brass instruments, so he brought a show to Brookline, to the home of Sam Palafian, who did his best to teach Mr. Rogers to play.
In order to get sound, you blow through buzzing lips. That's right. So you take a big breath and buzz your lips like that.
Palafian was a lifelong teacher, not just of tuba, but all brass instruments.
That's a part of one of the Ewald brass quintets.
Okay, all right.
Joe Foley is an orchestral trumpet player and a former student. At his home in Sherbourne, he shows me old notes taken from some of Palafian's master classes.
And these are from a few different people. So you can tell people were sort of hanging on his every word. Back then, he was talking about being very flexible, being in shape.
When Foley was a student, worried about his future, he turned to Palafian for advice.
And he just looked straight at me and said, be ready. Be ready. And I knew what he was saying. He was saying anything that is a weakness in your playing, you really want to address that, because when you're out and working as a musician, you don't have time to deal with all that.
In addition to being a teacher, Palafian was a prolific performer. While at Tanglewood in the summer of 1971, music icon Leonard Bernstein took notice of him and a handful of other young brass musicians. Palafian remembered the moment on a podcast called The Brass Junkies.
So Bernstein told us that we sound the same. And he said, where are you from? And Rolf said, Seattle. And he looked at me and said, where are you from? Miami. And he says, well, it's not because you play in the same Mew Symphony.
Bernstein assembled an impromptu quintet, which became the Empire Brass. It was based in Boston, but toured the world. Dave Ohanian played French horn.
Sam and I just, we had a natural fit together, and it just seemed to go very smoothly.
Ohanian was in that Mr. Rogers episode.
Listen for the tuba and the French horn together.
They didn't just get along musically, they became friends.
We're both Armenian, so there was a natural affinity there, and also people thought we were cousins, so we played that up and said, yeah, sure, we're cousins, yeah, that's right.
Empire Brass's popularity grew. Because of that, the group ran into a challenge. Palafian says they were running out of new music to play because there wasn't a robust repertoire for brass ensembles.
So we ran out of rope in terms of literature within the first year. We had to learn how to write. We had to learn how to collaborate with composers and arrangers in an area that was almost uncharted territory.
Empire Brass had new music commissioned. Former student Foley says the group started performing pieces that weren't originally intended for brass instruments.
There were some, you know, Bach pieces that you wouldn't think of, or just things that, you know, hadn't even been dreamed of previously.
Thanks in part to Palafian, the literature for brass chamber ensembles expanded. Ohanian says Palafian's diverse taste in music helped drive that movement.
He didn't think of music as being categorized that much, but he just thought, like, there's good music and there's boring music, and he didn't want to play any of the boring music.
Palafian stayed in Boston with Empire Brass for over two decades. He left Boston to teach in other states, and later in his career, he wanted to tour again. So he came back to join Boston Brass, whose members grew up idolizing Palafian, including trumpet player Jeff Connor.
As we traveled around the world, he was able to see all of his former students.
you know, seeing that they were successful, and in every place we went, no matter where we were in the world, he had students, which is pretty amazing.
Palafian once said, "The reason why we study music is to communicate with people." He said that communication has to start in your heart. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.
Thank you.